It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, June 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Delta Montrose Electric Association held its annual meeting yesterday morning. This is Becky Mashburn with DMEA.
We had around 150 members and guests in attendance this morning, and they heard a recap of the co-op's activities over the past years from our board president and our general manager. We discussed things like our strategic efforts and even the financial strength of the co-op right now. And it was also the culmination of our 2015 board elections. So we seated a new board member this morning. Kyle Martinez is the new representative for our District 2, which represents the Olathe area. Incumbents Bill Patterson in District 1 and Marshall Collins in District 5 were reelected. They ran unopposed.
They also unveiled their new plan that acts like a prepay program, where money's added to the account and then slowly withdrawn as electricity is used.
So often we hear, "I wish that my bill could be due a week later because that's when I get paid." Well, if you're on My Choice, you get to choose when you put money in your account. And you can put money in every day if you want to. You can put money in every week. You can put money in as you go through the month, so that you're not necessarily putting one big chunk after you've used the energy and then potentially, avoiding those late fees.
Another big difference with this program is that when the money runs out, the power is shut off right away. The summer solstice is Sunday, but it already feels like the seasons have changed. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
It's hot out, and it looks like temperatures are going to continue to climb in the coming days. Julie Melangowski is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction.
We have high pressure that's building into the region finally, which we normally see good dry weather in June, and so far it's been pretty wet. So we're finally getting that dry pattern in place, and we're expecting that to continue over the next at least week.
Melangowski says the western slope is likely to see temperatures 10 degrees above average.
In the valleys, we are expecting upper 90s as highs really throughout the next week. And in the mountains, we're talking about above 10,000 feet, seeing mid to upper 70s.
Recent rains have also melted Colorado's snowpack, and warmer weather will do the same, meaning rivers and reservoirs will continue to swell. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Tomorrow, State Highway 133 will be closed north of Paonia. The complete closure will be in effect from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. During that time, crews will perform blasting operations. Once the blasting and cleanup is complete, the highway will reopen under single-lane alternating traffic. Complete five-hour closures are also planned for next Wednesday, the 24th, and Monday, the 29th. The Secretary of State's office proposed some rule changes to the electoral process in Colorado. Most of the changes are minor tweaks to existing rules, but two proposed rules could affect ballots themselves. The first rule would create a notice on the ballot stating that turning in more than 10 ballots on behalf of other people is illegal, and the second would print a new spot on the return envelope stating who is turning the envelope in. This is Tim Greismer, spokesman for the Colorado Department of State.
Well, there were reports in the past election of people showing up to voter service and polling centers delivering more than 10 ballots. There's a prohibition against anybody returning more than 10 ballots to a voter or service and polling center on behalf of other voters in the state. Now, we had reports of this happening in some places that weren't really able to be investigated after the fact. This is an effort to put into rule an enforcement mechanism for that part of the law.
In fact, none of the cases reported were investigated, partly because there was no paper trail on who turned in the ballots. Even though there's no documented cases of voter fraud from this issue, Greismer says the state believes the new rules are called for.
We feel that it is just to help to further inform people who are participating in the process that this is a law that they might not know about, that they can't drop off more than 10 ballots at a time. And secondly, just to give peace of mind to voters that they know there's a record of them turning over their ballot to someone else. And, you know, if their ballot for some reason doesn't get turned in, then they'll know where to look.
The rules, along with several others, are currently in a public comment period that lasts until July 7th. The U.S. Forest Service has extended the comment period on the draft environmental impact statement for their spruce beetle plan. KVNF's Jake Ryan talked with Leanne Loop about the project.
Now, in the GMUG, the Grand Mesa Uncompahgre and Gunnison National Forests, how bad is this epidemic?
Well, it's been going on for about 10 years and increasing significantly each year. A lot of the area in the Gunnison area is significantly impacted. A lot of the bark beetles have moved up from the Rio Grande and National Forest up through Lagerita Wilderness in that area, as well as up from private land to significantly affect the Lake City Gunnison area.
What does this plan say to kind of put the brakes on this epidemic?
We know we can't stop it. These are natural conditions within a stand, and when they reach epidemic proportions, that's when we see these kinds of things occur.
If we can't stop it, what can we do?
What the Speedmer project does is it focuses on giving us the tools and the flexibility to be able to address the bark beetle outbreak as well as sudden aspen decline in various areas across the forest. We've worked with the public and stakeholders collaboratively, as well as scientists, to help identify areas that might be treatable in order to both salvage stands, to improve the health of the remaining stands surrounding, as well as to address wildland-urban interface, public safety.
The new plan will streamline the process so that the large organization can keep up with the epidemic. A program providing birth control to low-income women in Colorado is being extended for another year, despite state lawmakers failing to pass a bill to fund the effort. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Colorado has been giving out intrauterine devices, or IUDs, to young, low-income women because of a private grant. But the money runs out in a few weeks. Larry Wolk is the head of the Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment. His agency is reworking part of its budget to continue the program, and other funders have also stepped in to fill the gap.
We've done a number of things to continue the program and make sure that the program continues in some way, shape, or form.
Family planning clinics across the state provide the contraceptives at no cost to women ranging from 15 to 24. Wolk credits it with dropping the state's teen pregnancy rate by nearly 40% and reducing the abortion rate by almost that much. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The town of Paonia's water was shut off yesterday. Parts of town lost water or had weak pressure due to a break in the 8-inch wide main line that supplies Paonia with drinking water. Some areas were without water for over 9 hours. Stay tuned for Joanna and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.